Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
And welcome back.
And now we transition from talking about stuff that's been in movie theaters and streaming online to stuff that's being produced in a real theater, a dramatic theater here in Baltimore, Baltimore Center Stage. And to join us to do that, our wonderful theater critic, Jaywin Russick. Judy, good to talk to you.
Always good to be here, Tom.
So over at Center Stage, they are streaming the current production. They've got plans to stream several more over the next few months. And the one we're going to talk about now is called The Glorious World of Crowns, Kinks, and Curls. It'll be streaming through the 18th of April. So, Judy, the crowns, kinks, and curls in this play refer to hair. So I was a little skeptical about whether there could be an entire play about hair, but it's actually about much more than just hair. And first of all, there can be an entire play about hair. We saw it. Linnell and I both really liked it. But this really is more, it's about a lot more than just hair, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's not the first show about hair. I mean, there was a musical called Hair. And of course, there was Hairspray. And a couple of years ago, Center Stage produced A Wonder in My Soul, which was set in a Baltimore beauty parlor. But those shows are also about more than just hair. And of course, as you point out, so is this one. This is a world premiere play by Kelly Goff. She is writing specifically about Black women's relationship with hair, as well as how hairstyles affect the way women are perceived and the way they're treated. So it's about identity, including self-identity, and it's about how that affects women's personal lives, about relationships between mothers and daughters and men and women. It's about women in the workplace, and it's also about politics. There's mention of crown acts, which are aimed at banning hair-based discrimination. Maryland passed its own Crown Act this past fall. So the play explores many themes, for the most part not in a didactic way. It's directed by Bianca Laverne Jones, and she and her cast keep it very lively. Kelly Goff's characters are engaging and they're wide-ranging. It's got a three-woman cast. They all play multiple roles, from a little girl to a seasoned congresswoman. I brought a clip that comes near the start of the play. You'll hear the women describing the gamut of stories they're about to tell. Let's listen.
Yeah. Listen, we want to make sure that there's a trigger
Everybody
in this clip.
Everybody has a story.
Everybody.
Everybody. Why is hair so
much drama?
Yes, and why is it such a source of
frustration?
Pain.
Heartache.
My grandmother used to call her hair her crown and glory.
My grandmother said I would have been pretty if my hair wasn't so nappy.
My great-grandmother said that the only reason why her hair was so straight was because the slave owner who owned our family raped her mother. So she was really happy that all her great-granddaughters had really nappy hair.
Whether you have kinks
or curls,
whether you're rich
or poor,
thin or thick,
whether you have lots of hair
or none at all,
we all have
a story about our crown and glory.
So there's three actors in The Glorious World of Crowns, Kinks, and Curls at Baltimore Center Stage. That's Story Airs. Awa Selsheka and Shayna Small. They are definitely busy, Judy, because as you mentioned, they play multiple characters. Let's talk about the play's structure. Did you feel that, you know, there was enough of a through line, you know, a kind of a continuing plot to hold it together?
Well, not conventionally. It's structured instead as a series of vignettes. There's some monologues, there's some scenes with two characters. Some have all three women, as we heard in this clip. The vignettes are mostly standalone stories. A young actress at an audition is asked if she'd change her hair to make it look more like Michelle Obama's. A college student's white roommate invites her to spend Thanksgiving on the family yacht. And during Thanksgiving dinner, the roommate's mother pets her hair. The other two cast members become a chorus with other stories about hair being touched or groped. So there's no plot per se, but there are a couple brief references that carry over from one vignette to another. I mentioned a congresswoman. She refers to a younger lawyer who was pressured to quit her job at a prestigious law firm because she came to work on a Saturday wearing cornrows. And we see that confrontation acted out in an earlier scene. But really more important than a conventional plot or connecting vignettes, what this play does well is show the broad scope of these experiences. There are thematic connections. You might even say there are thematic through lines. I have a clip of the congresswoman talking about her efforts to pass legislation banning hair discrimination. This is Story Airs. Let's listen.
I've gotten letters from other Black women sharing the stories about opportunities they've lost because of their hair. And that's why, when I was working in the city council, I targeted a bill towards hair-based discrimination. But we still got a long way to go, though. Now, New York banned discrimination on the basis of hair in workplaces, public places, and schools. It became statewide law in 2019. And that same year, California passed the Crown Act, which stands for create a respectful and open workplace for natural hair. And other states are working to pass similar laws to protect us too. So I'm feeling really hopeful.
That's Story Airs in the glorious world of Crowns, Kinks, and Curls. That's a virtual production at Baltimore Center Stage. So Judy, how do the actors meet the challenge of having to play so many different characters? What do you think?
I think they meet it very, very well. I want to give a particular shout out to Awa Salshika. She's a gifted actress I've been following for a few years now, and she's especially good at providing comic relief here. This reaches a peak when she plays an enthusiastic African woman in London. She's taking her young daughter to watch Prince Harry and Meghan Markle on the way to the wedding. Story Airs, who plays the congresswoman we just heard, probably has the widest range of characters. These include the auditioning actress that I mentioned earlier. And Shayna Small plays a bride who disappoints her mother by cutting her hair before her wedding. Miss Small makes the end of that story very sweet. But later, she plays a cashier who was raped by her boss, and she testifies against him. And there's nothing sweet there.
Yeah, I just thought that all the performances were just top rate. I thought they were just terrific. So, Judy, the play was filmed at Center Stage. There's no live audience. This is, again, streamed only because of the pandemic. So what can you tell us about the physical production, you know, the way it's been filmed?
Well, it definitely incorporates filmic techniques and elements. The transitions are much faster than they could be if it were on stage. Some of the scenes are even shot in a way that couldn't work in live theater. For example, there are two scenes with a little girl praying, and all we see are the girl's clasped hands. For the most part, it's filmed as a stage play. Despite this, there's a single set. I have to admit, there was one piece of scenery that completely baffled me, a kind of large sculptural mass at the back of the stage. Maybe if I'd seen it in person, I would have figured it out. And in terms of design, I also have to mention Nikia Mathis, who designed the hair and the wigs, and she came up with a whole array of styles.
Yeah, she sure did, and she was busy in this production, that's for sure. So, Judy, you got about a minute left in the end. Is the glorious world of Crowns, Kinks, and Curls glorious in your view?
Well, I have to say, it's definitely a good hair day. The play includes serious, important material about race and gender. Hair has its day in this show, and yes, it is a good hair day.
All right, The Glorious World of Crowns, Kinks, and Curls. It's the new virtual production at Baltimore Center Stage. You need a ticket to get the link to check it out online. It's there through the 18th of April. Thanks, Judy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
And we will have links to information about how to connect to that production at Center Stage at our website, wypr.org/midday. Now, this word about a temporary production shutdown of the next two plays that Center Stage is planning to present at some point. They sent out a statement a couple of days ago that says, quote, out of an abundance of care and caution, Baltimore Center Stage has temporarily suspended production of A Play for the Living in a Time of Extinction by Miranda Rose Hall and The Swindlers by Noah Diaz. And this is for a COVID-related pause. Now, full disclosure, Miranda Rose Hall, the playwright of A Play for the Living in a Time of Extinction, is my daughter. We have made this decision, Center Stage goes on to say, in ongoing consultation with our COVID response team, along with a team of medical professionals, we will resume our work when the timing feels right, and we'll share our plans in the coming days. So The Glorious World of Crowns, Kinks, and Curls is still streaming through the 18th of April. The Garden by Charlene Woodard is still scheduled for June 3rd, as far as we know, and we'll keep you up to date on the status of the other two productions, which have been paused for medical reasons. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday here on Midday, Dr. Lena Wen joins us for another edition of the Midday Health Watch. We'll get a status report on the vaccination rollout and the disturbing uptick in new COVID infection rates. Dr. Lena Wen joins me Monday on Midday. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknell. Rob Sivak is our senior producer. Jamila Krempel is WYPR's digital content director. Austin Coghlan from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Reveal is up next after news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. If you are celebrating Easter or the end of Passover on Sunday, Chag Pesach Sameach and Happy Easter. Take care. Stay safe.
You're listening to your NPR News station.